Аудиозапись номер 12. Exercise 138. Listen to Diana and complete her timetable for the day she describes. Use your workbook. Part 1.
Tuesday was a hectic day. It was only the second week of school after vacation, and I already had some big project assignments. I had 6 different subjects. Every teacher had given homework, but I managed to get some done during the break. The problem was getting the rest done. I had a basketball game that afternoon. On the way, I should have been thinking about winning the game, but I was worried about my homework. When was I going to get it all done? I have a geometry assignment, a history test, and an English paper, all due tomorrow. Fortunately, during the game, I was able to put my homework in the back of my mind. But then I began to worry again. Now, I know you're probably thinking, why worry? You have plenty of time to get your work done. It's only 6 o'clock in the evening, but I couldn't go home yet. I still had dance class until 9:30. At dance, I was again able to clear my mind of my overload of homework, but I was not feeling well, and it took all of my energy just to move. When my dad picked me up, I was very tired and wanted to go to bed. Then he asked about my homework. That was when I started crying. "Dad, I'll never finish all of it," I moaned. "I have so much to do, and it's already 9:30. Plus, I don't feel well." "Okay now, just calm down," my dad said. "Just tell me what you have to do, and we'll figure out a way to get it done." He told me I would get everything done if I just relaxed. I felt relieved because my dad had helped me decide how to manage everything and had also restored my confidence. I went to my room and began my work. "Don't think," I told myself. "Just do. Just keep on working." Does any of this sound familiar? I ended up getting everything done, but that's not what was important. What mattered was that I learned how to manage my time.